For the radical bourgeoisie, the attempt on the part of the king to escape, the increasing agitation of emigre aristocrats were all warning signs that now they believed had to be taken very seriously indeed. The political clubs, which had mushroomed all over France, ran the gamut from moderate to more radical, but certainly the most influential was the Jacobin clubs. The Jacobin clubs, the name had been acquired because they had held their first meetings in the library of the Forman Jacobin Monastery near Paris. The Jacobins were made up largely of professionals, especially lawyers, and tended to take a radical position on most issues. There were moderate Jacobins, however, known as the Girondists or Girondins. They were Jacobins, but tended to be more moderate. They were not from Paris for the most part. Their source of influence and power was in the countryside. They were wary of the radicalism of Paris itself. And these two groups, the Jacobins and the Girondins, would compete for power within the assembly. But a cloud was on the horizon for the revolutionaries, a cloud that was not from an internal source. And that was the growing concern on the part of the monarchic heads of Europe about events inside of France. There was a great deal of sympathy for Louis XVI, as one might imagine, in the royal palaces around Europe. There was a certain amount of schadenfreude, as the Germans would say too, of the problems caused to the French monarchy by this situation. But in August of 1791, Austria and Prussia issued the so-called Declaration of Pillnitz, in which they proclaimed monarchic solidarity and a determination to resist efforts on the part of the French revolutionaries to spread revolution abroad. And in April of 1792, convinced that a grand conspiracy was afoot, a conspiracy of emigre aristocrats and reactionaries at home, the National Assembly declared war on Habsburg Austria. The king was in favor of war too. He wanted to bring matters to a head, actually hoping, I think, that the revolution would be beaten and he would be reestablished from abroad. This declaration of war in the spring of 1792 would bring to a close the first phase of the Great Revolution. The war itself, the beginning of the wars of the French Revolution, was about to begin. And the war itself, these wars against various coalitions of great powers, would have a profound impact on the course of revolution in France itself. For one thing, it radicalized the course of the revolution. The French army suffered a series of initial reverses, so that charges that aristocratic officers were sabotaging the war effort that could be heard all around the country, but particularly in Paris. There was a fear that there was some sort of conspiracy among aristocratic officers of the French army collaborating with French officers who were now part of this coalition against France. And the economic situation began to deteriorate. The French economy was inflated in order to pay for the war, and this put economic pressure domestically on those who could least afford to pay taxes and had to scramble for bread. There was a tremendous and mounting fear of an aristocratic and clerical reaction among many of the revolutionaries, and on August 3rd, 1792, in the so-called Brunswick Manifesto, the German states announced their intention to restore Louis XVI to power. This simply underscored or reaffirmed the conviction on the part of many revolutionaries that Louis XVI was, in fact, acting in league with foreign enemies of the revolution, and that some sort of radical and dramatic action was going to be necessary to save the revolution. In the summer of 1792, the revolution seemed indeed to be teetering on the brink of collapse. The hourglass, if one remembers again the image of the hourglass, clearly that the sands had gone through the narrows and now were beginning to widen, and support for the revolution was unraveling, splintering at an alarming rate. What would follow would be the most radical phase of the revolution, that of the so-called terror, the reign of terror, which would deal with this disintegrating situation.